This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Tuesday urged members of the alliance not to waver in their support for Ukraine as it faces a continued onslaught from Russian forces. Speaking ahead of Wednesday's NATO summit in Madrid, Stoltenberg reiterated his pledge that the alliance will continue to step up its support for Ukraine.
We will agree a comprehensive assistance package to Ukraine to help them uphold the right for self-defense. It is extremely important that we are ready to continue to provide support because Ukraine now faces a brutality which we haven't seen in Europe since the Second World War.
NATO summit comes on the heels of the Group of Seven meeting, which formally concluded Tuesday in Germany. The seven leading industrialized democracies pledged their support for Ukraine and said they would maintain sanctions against Russia as long as necessary and with the necessary intensity. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Tuesday dismissed reports regarding the Russian missile attack on a shopping mall in the central city of Kremenchuk Monday. Reports from the city say rescue teams Tuesday continued searching for missing people at the mall, where Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 1,000 civilians were shopping when the missile hit. Ukraine says at least 18 people were killed and dozens injured in the attack. Lavrov told reporters the Russian military had attacked a hangar storing U.S. and European weapons, causing an explosion that set fire to a nearby shopping mall that he says was empty at the time. Radio Free Europe reports the city of Slovyansk in Ukraine's Donetsk region is preparing for a major offensive by Russian forces. Ukraine's territorial defense units are defending Slovyansk and nearby villages. Local residents have been urged to evacuate, but many have refused to leave. This is VOA News. As the world continues focusing on Russia's war in Ukraine, the World Wildlife Federation at the UN Oceans Conference in Lisbon cautions that climate-related issues are in danger of being overlooked. VOA's Flashpoint host Steve Miller reports.
WWF Director Marco Lambertini warned on the sidelines of the United Nations Ocean Conference being held in Lisbon, Portugal, that the world has 10 years to address climate change.
Science has never been clearer, and we have equal amount of time to actually fix the natural loss, because the loss of natural living resources like fish stocks, seafood, and climate change, they're both interconnected.
Lambertini adds that aggressively addressing climate-related issues is needed, as some governments turn to short-term solutions to rising energy costs that might sidetrack efforts to address the climate crisis. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The death toll from a human trafficking incident in which migrants suffered and died under extreme Texas heat while locked inside a truck rose to 50 Tuesday. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus said at least 46 people were found dead at the scene late Monday after a city worker heard a cry for help from the truck left abandoned on a San Antonio back road. Among the survivors taken to local hospitals, doctors say Tuesday four others have since died. Authorities say the migrants were left inside the sweltering tractor trailer where there were no signs of water, no visible working air conditioning, or even ventilation. Hospital workers said the survivors were hot to the touch. It was one of the most deadly recent incidents of human smuggling along the U.S.-Mexico border. From his Twitter account Tuesday, Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard said 22 of the victims were Mexican, 7 Guatemalan, and 2 Honduran. There was no information on the nationality of the other 19. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency said its Homeland Security Investigations Division was conducting a criminal investigation into an alleged human smuggling event in coordination with local police. A $325 million superyacht seized by the United States from a sanctioned Russian oligarch arrived in San Diego in Southern California earlier this week. The 348-foot-long Amadea flew an American flag as it sailed past the retired aircraft carrier, the USS Midway, and under San Diego's Coronado Bridge. The FBI linked the Amadea to the Russian oligarch Suleiman Karimov, and the vessel had become targeted by the U.S. Justice Department's Task Force Klepto Capture. The operation was launched in March to seize the assets of Russian oligarchs to put pressure on Russia to end its war in Ukraine. Repeating this hour's top story, the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Tuesday urged members of the alliance not to waver in their support for Ukraine as it faces continued onslaughts from Russia.